Hi, this is Lori Kahn from Om at Home Meditation for Ordinary People. Thank you for listening to this podcast from KX93.5. We invite you to listen to more music and talk on our grassroots nonprofit radio station in Laguna Beach from anywhere in the world on kx93.5.com/listen or on our smartphone apps. But right now, here's that podcast from KX93.5. Good morning. If you've just tuned in, you're listening to Laguna's only FM KX93.5, and this is Om at Home, Meditation for Ordinary People with Lori Kahn. Om at Home is brought to you by Om Laguna Beach at 332 Forest Avenue, number 28. You can call 949-415-6718, or you can go to www.omlagunabeach.com for more information about stress relief, meditation, coaching, and neurooptimal neurofeedback. So all that good stuff. So today we're going to talk about getting 10% happier. Meditation has many benefits that we can become calmer, happier, have more perspective, more control over the stresses in our lives. And the practice of meditation is a way of consciously setting an intention for a few minutes every day to develop these qualities. And setting a goal of perhaps just 10% happier or calmer or more perspective could be a reasonable goal. In his book, Ruling Your World, Sakyong Mipham Rinpoche talks about karma this way. He says, karma works in two directions. If we're at the cosmic bank and we give the teller self-obsession and anger, what we get in exchange is based on the currency of this pain. If we give the teller generosity and patience, what we get in return is based on the currency of happiness. It really is that simple. What we put in, we get out, and that's our karma. Can we put in an intention to be just 10% happier each day and reap the benefits of how that accumulates in our karma bank? When we meditate, we have an opportunity to observe our state of mind. Are we 100% grumpy or negative or worried when we're sitting quietly? Do we spend half our time in the past and the other half planning for the future? Are we willing to set aside a small amount of that energy and intentionally create space for happiness to arise in its place? Can we bank just 10% of that good energy every day and watch it accumulate? The teacher Sakyong Mipham Rinpoche says, when we meditate, we develop confidence in our basic goodness, a quality that sits in the essential neutrality of our mind, which allows positive forces to permeate our being. We rest in our inherent state of peace, gathering our strength to live well for the rest of our day. I love the idea that it takes strength to live well, and to think that we're exercising our abilities, getting stronger each day, and banking that strength just by sitting quietly in meditation. In traditional Tibetan philosophy, there's a fundamental belief that we're all basically good, and that goodness is our resting place. It's our birthright. And when we meditate, we're really sitting in that place, looking at the world with that perspective, all that is good and worth our attention. The things that cloud our perspective are like negativity, ignorance, and doubt, and they take us into a small-minded place where we become absorbed in things with little or no perspective. When we meditate, we enlarge our mind. We cultivate thoughts and actions that take us in a more positive direction toward peace, compassion, and wisdom. So the big question is, then are we willing to offer ourselves the opportunity to bank those qualities and to live just 10% happier, calmer, and more at peace in our world, and to live just a little bit better than we did the day before? So let's sit together and see what we can do. Find a comfortable position. Sometimes it's nice to have your back supported by a cushion if you like to sit in a chair, not worry about trying to sit upright and stiff. If you're comfortable sitting on the floor, make sure you have some cushions underneath your hips. Raise your hips up above your knees a little bit, and you'll find it's easier for your back to let go and relax. And start with three deep cleansing breaths, in through the nose, and blow really, really slowly out of the mouth. Two more times, inhaling deeply, blowing slowly, one more of those. You should notice yourself shifting already, really giving yourself permission to go inside, connecting with that essential neutral quality where basic goodness resides. And allow that to be your filter for listening during your meditation. Really letting your breath shift now in and out of your nose. Noticing the temperature of the air. You can feel it on your skin, and you can feel it as it goes in and out of the nose. And allow the mind to connect with the body and the breath by labeling the inhale and the exhale just two or three times, saying to yourself, inhale and exhale as you breathe, silently to yourself, of course. And this is our anchor point, our touchstone for when the mind wanders, we can come back and label the breath a few times. We'll just scan through the body quickly here. Allow ourselves to go deeper into relaxation, moving your mind and your breath down into the soles of your feet. Moving into your ankles, shins and calves, into the knees, up into your thighs. I'm really allowing the legs to grow heavy and relaxed. Breathing into your sitting bones, your hips, the floor of the pelvis, the low back and the low belly. And see if you can soften your muscles from the inside out, the center of the belly out to the skin, letting go. And then moving into your ribs and the sides of your body, your chest and under your arms, moving your shoulder blades down and into your back, letting your heart rise, spreading the collarbones, dropping the shoulders into the elbows, wrists, and fingers. Letting your jaw soften and your teeth be parted, your chin lowers enough to lengthen the back of your neck, and feel an extension out the crown of your head. Your meditation is a fully embodied, awake, aware state of being. And as you sit quietly during our meditation today, every time the mind wanders, just gently remind yourself it's just wandering. It's no big deal. And come back to naming an inhale and exhale two or three times until you're recentered. And you allow yourself just to rest in observation, witnessing, I'll check back in with you in just a few minutes. Thank you. notice where your mind has gone. No big deal, just remind yourself it was wandering. Come on back. Label a couple breaths. Inhale. Exhale. And know that you're banking this, you're accumulating this quality of patience, of openness. Keep on going and I'll check back in.
Thank you.
If you've just tuned in, you're listening to Laguna's only FM KX 93.5, and this is Om at Home, Meditation for Ordinary People, and today we're practicing being 10% happier. So just allowing yourself to sit, observe, breathe, and simplify.
Thank you.
begin to deepen your breath and notice how your body's feeling. Notice your state of mind. And allow yourself to let this practice be perfect exactly as it was today, without judgment. Bring the breath into the base of your spine, and as you inhale, draw the breath up your back. And as you exhale, allow the breath to flow down the front of the body. Inhaling up the back and exhaling down the front two more times. You've been listening to Om at Home, Meditation for Ordinary People on Laguna's only FM KX 93.5. Om at Home is brought to you by Om Laguna Beach, a meditation studio in downtown Laguna at 332 Forest Avenue. You can call 949-415-6718 or go to www.omlagunabeach.com for more information about what's happening at Om Laguna Beach. This is Lori, and I thank you for sitting with me today, and I wish you peace along your way.